Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination, 1997. English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3. Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book and data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number, center number, and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now, look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study section 1 and section 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the 4 possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A B, C, or D in the box provided. Question 1. Which program is the woman suggesting that the man should watch?
What time is the program on, did you say? It's in the evening, isn't it?
Yes. You really should have missed it. It's just after the financial report, I think.
What? You mean the main news?
No, no. It must be after that, then. It lasts half an hour, as I remember.
Ah, yes. I've got it.
Question 2. Which place are the two boys talking about?
Hello, Bob. What are you looking at?
Temperature and rainfall in places around the world. The grey shows the monthly temperatures, and the figure in the white box at the end, the average number of days of rain each year.
Why? What are you thinking about? Your summer holiday?
Not really. Given the terrible winter we've just had, I was dreaming how nice it would be to live in a place where it's always warm.
Well, you want to live here then. The temperature hardly ever changes.
Hmm, you're right. And they have quite a bit of rain, although not as much as Hong Kong.
Question 3. What type of food is Alan going to suggest?
The Hong Kong Food Festival's on, Brenda. Let's go out and eat something special.
Good idea, Alan. But I don't want to spend more than $500.
That's okay. There are quite a few things here. What sort of food would you like?
Something Western for a change? We always seem to be eating Chinese food these days.
Let me see. Yes. How about this?
Question 4. How much will the woman have to pay to have her clothes cleaned?
Kingston Dry Cleaners, can I help you?
Yes, I have some clothes I'd like cleaned.
Okay, madam. What items do you want cleaned?
Well, I've got a dress.
Okay. Does it have sleeves, or is it made out of any special material, like velvet or anything?
No, it's just a normal dress I wear to work. It doesn't have any sleeves, though.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. I've got a man's jacket.
What kind? A sports jacket or a Chinese jacket?
No. It's a wind jacket, I think.
Yes, we can clean that. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay. Give me your address and I'll send my van to pick the items up.
Is there a charge for that?
No, there's no charge.
Good. Okay. My address is flat C6.
Question 5. Which item of furniture are they interested in?
Hey, Betty. Look at this ad for sofas and living room chairs.
Yes, Albert. We need some new furniture for the living room. I like the look of this bed-like piece here.
You must be joking. We don't need anything to lie down on. But we do need a three-sitter.
Yes, I suppose we do. How about this one here, with the back and arm supports?
Yes, that's more like it. You know, I only like sofas with nice high arm rest.
Shall I phone them tomorrow then, while the sale is still on?
Yes, do.
Question 6. Which file is the boy going to print?
If you looked at the second column, the number tells you the size of the file. The bigger the number, the bigger the file.
I see.
Now, I want you to print out the biggest file on the disk.
Oh, the biggest file. Okay.
That's the end of Section 1. Section 2. In this section, you should read the instructions for each item carefully and look at the information provided. Then listen to the statement or short conversation and follow the instructions. Question 7.
Can you help me with this clamp for my camera? I've got this diagram, but I find it hard to understand.
Sure. Let's have a look at it together. Right. First, let's see where you fix it to the camera. Yeah, this screw at the very top, above the two circular wheels. That's the mounting screw.
Okay. And the horizontal wheel that looks like a coin below the screw is the fixing wheel.
Right. And the vertical circular button below this on the right-hand side is what locks it at different angles.
Yes, that's the angle lock button.
Right. Now, this piece that's shaped like a C is the clamp, where you fix it onto a table or something.
So that's why it's called a C clamp.
And this thing at the bottom left is one of the legs, so that it can stand up.
Right. And this button to the right of the leg is the leg lock.
So the final piece to the far right, this long screw that sticks up, is the fixing bolt.
So we've got it sorted out.
Question 8.
So, tell me the route again. How do I get to this place from San Francisco?
Well, Alan, here's a simple road map. It's very easy. Look, these shields with the numbers on them are the highways that you have to take.
Okay, show me.
Right. We're here in San Francisco, at the very bottom of the map. Can you see it?
Yep. I've got that.
Okay. From here, you go north on Highway 101, which is much quicker than Highway 1.
Okay.
And then, the 101 joins the 128. See?
128. Yes. And I keep going north?
Correct. Keep on the 128 until you get to the coast. And then head south on Highway 1. And it's the first town you come to.
Seems easy. Even I should be able to find it.
Question 9. Right. Let's order some food for our graduation party. Do you think we should start with some chicken or fish?
Chicken, I think. How do we order it? By price or weight?
By the kilo.
Okay. How much do we need? Can we get just 1 kilo?
No. We have to order at least 2 kilos.
Okay. I suppose we'll eat it all.
Question 10.
Hello, Betty. I'm calling about preparation for our school play. You said I should call you and you'd put everything in your diary.
Hang on, Peter. Let me get my diary then. Right. What have you planned?
Okay, then. On Wednesday afternoon at 4, we're having a meeting to decide who the actors are going to be.
I can't make it then. I've got a tennis lesson at 6 on Wednesday.
Well, this is important. You'll have to miss your lesson. Are you involved in the play or not?
Okay. I'll cross out tennis lesson. Meeting at 4, you say?
Right. And then, on Saturday morning at 10, we thought we'd read through the play together.
That's fine. I can make that. Where are we going to meet?
Oh, Wednesday's meeting will be in the school hall. And on Saturday, we'll go to my flat.
Meeting in school hall. Play reading in Peter's flat.
We haven't made any other arrangements yet. We'll wait and see what happens.
That sounds okay. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of section 2. Section 3. You work for Express Supplies as the receptionist. Using telephone message forms, take down the caller's messages. Use a separate form for each message. You have 10 seconds to study the form. Question 11.
Good morning. Express Supplies.
Good morning. Can I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
I'm sorry, he's out for lunch.
I see. Well, can I leave a message?
Sure.
Just tell him the English books arrived on time.
English books arrived on time.
Right. And in good condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall. That's M-A-R-S-H-A-L. Is it, sir?
Yes, but with 2 L's.
Okay. And your telephone number?
He's got it. But anyway, it's 255-1-6171.
255-1-6171. Okay, sir. I'll make sure he gets the message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Question 12.
Good morning, Express Supplies.
Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
I'm afraid he hasn't come in yet.
Okay. Well, I'm calling from German Motors. He left his car here yesterday to be fixed. He said he wanted the car back as soon as possible. But I'm afraid it's going to take 10 days to fix it.
Okay. I'll leave him a message. Will take 10 days to fix your car.
Right.
And you are calling from German Motors.
Yes. And my name's Box. Ben Box.
Ben Box. B-O-X?
Correct.
And does Mr. Johnson have your phone number?
Yes, he knows it.
Okay, Mr. Box. I'll pass on the message.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of Section 3. Section 4. Listen to the interview and fill in the form as if you are the interviewer. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form before the conversation begins. A student is being interviewed by a representative of Know-All Consultants, who is doing a survey of students' attitudes towards shops and shopping.
Good morning.
Hello.
My name's Chris. I work for Know-All Consultants, and we are doing a survey of students' attitudes towards shops and shopping. We are asking students about where they go shopping and what they buy. I wonder if you could spare a few minutes to answer a few questions for me.
What? About shopping?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Good. Thanks for agreeing to help us. Okay. Some questions about yourself first. Can I ask you your age?
I'm 18.
Okay. And what form are you in at school?
I'm in Form 7.
All right. And what district is your school in?
Kowloon Tong.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Sha Tin.
Right. I'll take new territories. And how do you get to school?
Usually by bus. It's more direct than the train.
All right. What about pocket money? How much do you get a week?
I get $1,000 a week.
And what do you have to buy with that?
More or less everything. My parents are trying to get me to be a bit independent. I have to pay for my food, my clothes, the bus to school and back, things like that.
Food, clothes, bus, right. Okay. Let me ask you a bit about going shopping for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you usually go shopping for clothes?
I buy something every week, I suppose.
And how much of your pocket money do you usually spend on clothes?
About half, I think. About $500 a week.
And when you go shopping, who goes with you?
I go with my girlfriends.
And what district do you go shopping in?
Usually in Central, actually.
Okay, Central. And when you go shopping, what kind of shops do you go to? Big department stores, chain stores, fashion boutiques, or do you buy from street markets?
You see, I never go to department stores. Only old women like my mother go there. I don't go to street markets. The quality there is not very good. I like to window shop in fashion boutiques like Joyce. But I hardly ever buy anything there because they're too expensive for me. I suppose I buy things in boutiques like that, maybe once a year when they've got a big sale on. I usually go to chain stores these days. You know, places like Giordano.
I see. Now, let me ask you about last month. What clothes did you buy in April?
I bought some sports shoes. A jacket. And a belt.
Okay. Let me ask you about the items one by one. How much did they cost? Do you remember?
Okay. The sports shoes cost $420.
Do you know where they were made?
England, I think.
Okay. What about the jacket? How much did that cost?
Oh, it was quite cheap. $190. I bought it in a small cheap shop in Central.
Do you know where it was made?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I'll put a question mark here. And the belt, how much was that?
That was quite expensive. It cost me $380. I bought it in a Benetton shop. You know, the famous brand name from Italy.
Italy? So, what you spent on clothes last month, what's that what you normally spend on clothes?
No, last month I didn't spend that much. I usually spend about $500 a week on clothes, as I said.
Right. Well, that's all my questions. Thanks a lot for helping me.
Not at all. I quite enjoyed it.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. Thank you. that's the end of part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. Your name is Angela Yip, and you are a Form 6 student in St. Anthony's College. You and another student from your school, Joseph Wong, have been asked by your school principal, Mr. Yeung, to organize a camp for Form 6 students with two senior students from an international school. As you are the secretary of the English club in your school, you have been asked to do the following tasks. 1. Write a letter to book the camp. 2. Prepare some information for the parents of all Form 6 students. This should include A. A letter giving details of the camp. B. A program outlining what is happening during the camp. And C. A list of what should be taken to the camp. To help you with these tasks, you recorded the meeting which you attended with the two students from the international school. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording you made of the meeting. You have 5 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also read the holiday camp brochure and the agenda of the meeting on pages 1 and 2 of the data file. Then, take notes on the agenda as you listen to the recording of the meeting.
Thank you.
Turn to page 2 of your data file. You will now hear the recording of the meeting. Take notes on the agenda as you listen.
Hi, I'm Roberta Black. We've spoken on the phone.
Oh, hi. I'm Angela Yip. Nice to meet you at last. This is my classmate, Joseph Wong.
Hi, Joseph. This is Roger.
Oh, hi, Roger.
Well, now that we're all introduced, let's get on with the business.
Yeah. This camp is to help promote understanding between the students of different cultures. I think it is a great idea. The principal of your school has suggested we go to the Long Island Country Park Youth Camp. Friends of mine have been there, and they say it's good.
Our school uses it a lot. It's a good camp.
Right then. When shall we go?
November or December has been suggested, over a weekend. We rang the camp manager, and he told us that there have been no bookings over that period yet.
Yeah, but there's a problem with December. It's very near our exams. How about November?
Okay, November. The first weekend is our half-term holiday. We go back to school on Wednesday, the 12th of November. How about that Friday the 14th, to Sunday the 16th?
That's fine with us, isn't it, Joseph?
The 14th to the 16th? Yeah, that weekend's fine.
Okay, what about numbers? There will probably be 20 students coming from our school. What about from St. Anthony's?
There'll be a maximum of 28 of us. That's, say, 48 altogether. So there are enough rooms.
Yeah, but what about the teachers? There'll need to be, let's see, one teacher per 8 students. 48 divided by 8, 6. So 6 teachers. They'll probably want the double rooms. Yeah, there are enough rooms for them as well. We'll certainly need all the rooms. That's 10 altogether.
There will be teachers going. Good. My mother was asking about that.
Oh, yeah. There definitely will be teachers going. And there'll be experienced guys with us on all trips as well.
I think you should put that in the letter to parents. My mum won't let me go unless she's sure there'll be teachers there and the walks and everything are quite safe.
Right. I'll mention that. Teachers. Experienced guys. Safety.
Right. Let's look at the ferry timetable. What's the earliest ferry we can catch on Friday afternoon? Can you make the 3 o'clock one?
Yeah, that should be okay. 3 sounds fine. But we should all meet before then, say 20 minutes before the ferry departure time at the ferry pier.
Okay. Meeting time around 2:40? Okay. I'll jot that down.
Fine. There seems to be quite a lot to do at the camp, according to this brochure. What shall we do when we arrive on Friday?
We'll probably arrive at the camp at about 4 o'clock. We could leave that as free time until supper. Let people do whatever they want. There's no need to have anything organized then, is there?
No, not really. There can be free time when we arrive, But what about the first night? How about a barbecue?
That may be a bit too soon. Let's leave that until Saturday night.
Why not have a barbecue both evenings? It would be a good way for everybody to get to know each other. We could have games around the campfire, too.
We won't forget about food as long as Joseph's here. You are always thinking of your stomach.
You're right. Well, what about it? I love barbecues.
Yeah, so do I. It'll be fun. Two barbecues. We can play games after that.
Okay, but not games on both nights. Why not have a concert on Saturday? We could arrange some music from different countries, that type of thing.
But then we might need some microphones and a sound system. It'll be too troublesome.
I don't think so. There will not be that many of us, so we won't need them. Some of us might bring along musical instruments, like guitars.
Good idea. We'll need to let people know about that, though. Angela, will you put that on the list we send to parents? Tell people they can bring musical instruments if they like. Explain that it's a camp to help us to understand each other's cultures.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll tell them it's just a suggestion to bring musical instruments if they can play them. There are other things mentioned in the brochure that we have to bring. Towels, sheets, and pillowcases. I mustn't forget to include those things on the list.
That's right. And don't forget our guidelines for camp organizers. You'd better have a careful look at those guidelines. There's lots of stuff we have to bring, like walking shoes and so on. The parents will want to know about that as well.
Okay, I'll have a look at the guidelines and the brochure and tell everyone what has to be brought along. It'll be on a list sent with the letter. Well, that's the two evenings arranged. Two barbecues. The first night, we'll have games around the campfire and a concert on the second night. What about Saturday? What shall we do during the day? It says in the brochure there are tours we can go on. Anything interesting to see?
Well, there's a great idea in the brochure here. This one. Tour A. It says there are two famous monasteries on the island. A Catholic one and a Buddhist one. We could visit them. One in the morning and one in the afternoon.
That would certainly give us an insight into different cultures and religions.
Yeah, that sounds terrific.
Good. I see that we have to book that tour when we book the camp and give them the date. That's Saturday. They'll supply guides.
What does it say about lunch? I don't want to miss that.
Thinking of food again, Joseph. We can take a packed lunch if we arrange it the night before.
I suppose I'll better mention that when I write to book the place as well. I'll tell them we want to go on the monastery's trip and that we'll need a packed lunch on Saturday.
No, there's no need to book packed lunches. It says in the brochure that we can tell them on the Friday night, when we arrive.
Okay, so we get back from the trip for the barbecue and concert on Saturday evening. That's Saturday arranged. Oh, what about breakfast? We haven't mentioned that yet.
We have breakfast in the camp canteen on both days.
Good. So what do we do on Sunday?
Well, we're leaving on Sunday.
Yeah, but not until the afternoon. It said something about basketball and football. What about arranging a football game? Your school plays ours.
What about the girls? What are we supposed to do?
You can play volleyball or basketball.
Okay, we can all play various games, like volleyball, basketball, or football. You can mention those three games at least in the program. We should be able to arrange a few different sports.
What about swimming? There's a beach close by.
In November? It'll be too cold. Oh, by the way, if we are going to play sports like volleyball, basketball, or football, we'd better remind people to bring sports clothes and sports shoes to be on the safe side.
Okay, I'll include that in the list to parents as well. Sports clothes and sports shoes. Right, so we leave after we have lunch and we'll have that in the camp canteen.
Right.
So what ferry shall we get? We can get the 3 o'clock and we'll be back in Central at 3:45.
Yeah, that's early enough. Hey, just a minute. The 3 o'clock ferry only goes on Sundays. We'll have to wait for the later one at 4:30. Then we won't be back until after 5.
No, we're leaving on Sunday, silly. We'll be able to take the 3 o'clock. It only goes on Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Sorry about that.
3 o'clock is a good time. We won't have to hang around after lunch. We can pack up and leave the camp at about 2:30. Then we'll be in Central at about 3:45. We'll have to tell our parents when we'll be getting back.
So, that about wraps it up. We'll have the program arranged and notes for the letter to book the camp.
Yeah, and the letter to the parents, with the program for the camp and list of things to bring. How about going up to the canteen for a drink?
Yeah, good idea. And a snack. Now that we have finished all that, let's go.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will need to use a pen for the tasks in Part B. You will have 1 hour to complete the test. The center supervisor will tell you when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.